堂听 class.com。
二，
Text 1.
Hi Jack, I heard that you're back at school now.
Yes Susan, I just started college after taking 3 years off after high school.
Oh yeah?
I'm feeling completely out of practice. I don't know how to handle it, because my former classmates are already seniors, and they're graduating this year. And I'm just a first year student, and I feel kind of at a disadvantage.
Really? Well, I don't know.I kind of did the same thing. I started college right after high school, but I went back after a year. Then, after 2 years, I came back to school again. I actually felt like I appreciated my education more because I was ready for it.
That's a good point. I didn't go on to college after high school because I wasn't ready. I needed a break.
Exactly.
Did it take you a while to remember how to format papers and stuff like that?
Yeah, and I was an English major, so I had to do a lot of that. But you catch on quickly, and you just learn. Are you taking a lot of courses? Because if you overload yourself, you know, right away, it can be difficult.
I'm trying to take it slow and ease back into it.
Hi, Jack. I heard that you're back at school now.
Yes, Susan. I just started college after taking 3 years off after high school.
Oh yeah?
I'm feeling completely out of practice. I don't know how to handle it, because my former classmates are already seniors, and they're graduating this year. And I'm just a first year student, and I feel kind of at a disadvantage.
Really? Well, I don't know. I kind of did the same thing. I started college right after high school, but I went back after a year. Then, after 2 years, I came back to school again.I actually felt like I appreciated my education more because I was ready for it.
That's a good point. I didn't go on to college after high school because I wasn't ready. I needed a break.
Exactly.
Did it take you a while to remember how to format papers and stuff like that?
Yeah, and I was an English major, so I had to do a lot of that. But you catch on quickly and you just learn.Are you taking a lot of courses? Because if you overload yourself, you know, right away, it can be difficult.
I'm trying to take it slow and ease back into it.
Text 2.
So, I was just in San Francisco, and...
Nice!
I know, I love that town. And we went into Chinatown, which... I love Chinatown in San Francisco.
Theirs is the best, you know. Ours is like 2 blocks here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyhow, Chinese New Year. It changes every year because it's not a set holiday.
Is that right?
It's because every year...It's based on the different calendars. And I can't speak very specifically on that, but they have an extra month.
The Jewish calendar's kinda like that too.
Anyhow, back to Chinese New Year. So, do you know what year this year is? It's the year of the pig.
How many different animals do they have?
12. 12 different animals.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's really interesting. But do you know what year...What animal you are?
I don't know why I know, but I was born in the year of the rooster.
Oh, yeah? I'm an ox. So, I was just in San Francisco, and...
Nice!
I know, I love that town. And we went into Chinatown, which... I love Chinatown in San Francisco.
Theirs is the best, you know. Ours is like 2 blocks here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyhow...Chinese New Year. It changes every year because it's not a set holiday.
Is that right?
It's because every year It's based on the different calendars. And I can't speak very specifically on that, but they have an extra month.
The Jewish calendar's kinda like that too.
Anyhow, back to Chinese New Year. So, do you know what year this year is? It's the year of the pig.
How many different animals do they have?
12. 12 different animals.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's really interesting. But do you know what animal you are?
I don't know why I know, but I was born in the year of the rooster.
Oh yeah? I'm an ox.
Text 3.
The marathon is an exciting event in any year, as runners push themselves to extreme limits of their body to complete the over 42-kilometer race. But during the 1968 Mexico City Olympics, three runners performed such great acts that the race is considered a truly historic event. One of the runners, Abebe Bikila from Ethiopia, was famous for having won the Olympic marathons at the Rome and Tokyo Games. He hoped to win a third in Mexico City. Bikila was running strong as he began the marathon, but a third of the way into the race, he suddenly dropped out. He'd been suffering from a pain in his left leg and could run no more. Mama Waldi, another Ethiopian runner, saw Bikila drop out and immediately poured on the speed, as if he were filling his fallen teammate's shoes. Waldi gave Ethiopia its third marathon victory. But the drama of this marathon did not end when Waldi crossed the finish line. A little more than an hour later, word was passed to the remaining audience that the last runner in the marathon was arriving. Into the stadium came Akwari of Tanzania. His leg was bloody and bandaged. Moving with pain at every step, he pressed on and finally got past the finish line. The crowd cheered as if this last runner had been the winner. The marathon is an exciting event in any year, as runners push themselves to extreme limits of their body to complete the over 42-kilometer race. But during the 1968 Mexico City Olympics, three runners performed such great acts that the race is considered a truly historic event. One of the runners, Abebe Bikila from Ethiopia, was famous for having won the Olympic marathons at the Rome and Tokyo Games. He hoped to win a third in Mexico City. Bikila was running strong as he began the marathon, but a third of the way into the race, he suddenly dropped out. He'd been suffering from a pain in his left leg and could run no more. Mama Waldi, another Ethiopian runner, saw Bikila drop out and immediately poured on the speed, as if he were filling his fallen teammate's shoes. Waldi gave Ethiopia its third marathon victory. But the drama of this marathon did not end when Waldi crossed the finish line. A little more than an hour later, word was passed to the remaining audience that the last runner in the marathon was arriving. Into the stadium came Akwari of Tanzania. His leg was bloody and bandaged. Moving with pain at every step, he pressed on and finally got past the finish line. The crowd cheered as if this last runner had been the winner.
Text 4.
Sorry I'm late, Tom.
It's all right, Rita. Where have you been?
To the police station. I've lost my handbag, or perhaps someone's taken it. I don't know.
Oh no, what happened? Sit down. Is there anything important in it?
Very important. My checkbook, all the papers I need for work.
Oh, that's terrible. But how did you lose it?
Well, as you know, I was with a friend all morning, and we had lunch together. After lunch, I went shopping, and when I wanted to buy the shoes, I couldn't find my checkbook. Then I remembered that it was in my handbag, and my handbag was in my car.
So you went back to your car?
But I didn't find it there.
And you went to the police station?
Not immediately. Before I went to the police station, I called my friend's office. No luck.
You should go to the restaurant where you had lunch and look for it.
Oh, I should have done that.
Now you'd better telephone the manager right away.
Sorry I'm late, Tom.
It's all right, Rita. Where have you been?
To the police station. I've lost my handbag. Or perhaps someone's taken it. I don't know.
Oh no, what happened? Sit down. Is there anything important in it?
Very important. My checkbook, all the papers I need for work.
Oh, that's terrible. But how did you lose it?
Well, as you know, I was with a friend all morning, and we had lunch together. After lunch, I went shopping, and when I wanted to buy the shoes, I couldn't find my checkbook. Then I remembered that it was in my handbag, and my handbag was in my car.
So you went back to your car?
But I didn't find it there.
And you went to the police station?
Not immediately. Before I went to the police station, I called my friend's office. No luck.
You should go to the restaurant where you had lunch and look for it.
Oh, I should have done that.
Now you'd better telephone the manager right away.
Text 5. Why don't we go abroad for a change? Where I'd like to go is France, Spain, or Italy.
I'm not at all that interested, really. I'd rather stay at home.
Oh, come on, Simon. Think of the sun.
Yes, but think of the cost. Going abroad is very expensive. The best thing about having a holiday here in Britain is that it's cheaper. And another thing, the traveling would be easier. No boats, planes, or anything.
Even so. We've been to most of the interesting places in Britain already. There's no point in wasting our summer holiday here.
I suppose you're right. However, what I hate is the trouble with changing money abroad.
Oh, don't be silly, Simon.
And what's more, I can't speak any of the languages. You know that. It's all right for you. You can speak foreign languages.
Exactly. You see, what I'd really like to do is practice my French and Spanish. It would help me a lot at work.
But that's no use to me.
But just think of the new places we'd see, the people we'd meet.
But look, if we stayed here, we wouldn't have to plan very much.
I'm sorry, Simon. I just don't want another cold English summer. Why don't we go abroad for a change? Where I'd like to go is France, Spain, or Italy.
I'm not at all that interested, really. I'd rather stay at home.
Oh, come on, Simon. Think of the sun.
Yes, but think of the cost. Going abroad is very expensive. The best thing about having a holiday here in Britain is that it's cheaper. And another thing, the traveling would be easier. No boats, planes, or anything.
Even so, we've been to most of the interesting places in Britain already. There's no point in wasting our summer holiday here.
I suppose you're right. However, what I hate is the trouble with changing money abroad.
Oh, don't be silly, Simon.
And what's more, I can't speak any of the languages. You know that. It's all right for you. You can speak foreign languages.
Exactly. You see, what I'd really like to do is practice my French and Spanish. It would help me a lot at work.
But that's no use to me.
But just think of the new places we'd see, the people we'd meet.
But look, if we stayed here, we wouldn't have to plan very much.
I'm sorry, Simon. I just don't want another cold English summer.
Text 6.
Hi, everyone. I'd just like to remind you about the upcoming art workshop. It will be held at the No. 21 Middle School this year, and for any of you interested in taking part, here is a little information that may be useful for you. The workshop will have guest artists from 8 different countries, including Australia, Greece, South Africa, and Vietnam. The goal of the workshop is to encourage young people to be creative and to develop their skills in arts. During the workshop, there will be dozens of different activities to keep participants interested, such as photography, painting, and sculpture. You can go to them all, or only the ones that are of interest to you. The workshop will be held next weekend. That's Saturday the 12th of May, and Sunday, the 13th of May. The morning sessions are scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. and run through to 5 p.m. each day. There will also be a one-hour lunch break at noon, and a meal will be provided. For those interested in taking part, please add your name to the list that is on my desk. The workshop is free of charge, but participants are expected to bring their own art materials, such as paints, brushes, and paper. Hi, everyone. I'd just like to remind you about the upcoming art workshop. It will be held at the No. 21 Middle School this year, and for any of you interested in taking part, here is a little information that may be useful for you. The workshop will have guest artists from 8 different countries, including Australia, Greece, South Africa, and Vietnam. The goal of the workshop is to encourage young people to be creative and to develop their skills in arts. During the workshop, there will be dozens of different activities to keep participants interested, such as photography, painting, and sculpture. You can go to them all, or only the ones that are of interest to you. The workshop will be held next weekend. That's Saturday the 12th of May and Sunday the 13th of May. The morning sessions are scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. and run through to 5 p.m. each day. There will also be a one-hour lunch break at noon, and a meal will be provided. For those interested in taking part, please add your name to the list that is on my desk. The workshop is free of charge, but participants are expected to bring their own art materials, such as paints, brushes, and paper.